Set in the ancient world, Pericles spans 14 years and chronicles the hero's travels through Greece, Syria, and the Middle East. Kyle Golden plays the title role of Pericles. Golden is a recent UWF graduate with a bachelor's degree in theater and says this is his third Shakespeare production.
I mean, it's all about the language. In modern dramas and plays and stuff, it's all about what's not being said. It's what's underneath the words. But in Shakespeare, it's all about the language. The language gives you everything, gives you all the emotion, gives you all the imagery. And so it's very important that you work on that and not what's going on underneath, because everybody says what they mean in a Shakespeare play.
The production follows the original text, but uses rock music as a narrative device. For example, the scene where Pericles participates in a jousting competition to win the hand of the Princess Thaisa is set to Queen's Another One Bites the Dust. Each of the islands that Pericles visits has its own musical theme, such as grunge, folk rock, and new wave. Sam Osheroff is a visiting assistant professor at UWF's theater department and director of the play.
It's the Fates who are sort of battering him about, and I thought that was a very rock and roll thing. Like, rock and roll has its own power and mystery, and it flouts the rules, and he's always sort of getting beat up by the gods. So I thought that was a good, fun way for us to go with this. Pericles is the voice of reason and society, but all the forces around him are a little bit out of control.
Osheroff says that he wanted to stage a play that spreads the burden of the acting throughout the cast and does not depend on the performance of the leading characters, such as Othello and Iago in Othello.
For student actors, I think those kind of roles are challenging. I think, you know, you need to have some experience under your belt. So the way Pericles works is, yes, there is Pericles, but there's not a huge amount of, like, psychological realistic acting going on. It's a very episodic script. It's a little bit like the Odyssey that way, in that they travel one place and something happens and they travel someplace else. So I wanted to do something that was really fun, where we could get people playing a bunch of different roles all over the place, and the burden of the show wasn't put on one particular actor.
Pericles was Shakespeare's first romance, written just before he wrote A Winter's Tale.
It was a new genre for him, but also he didn't write the first three acts of this play. It's very evidently written by somebody else. So we think that he either picked up somebody else's script and tried to fix it, or some guy wrote the first three acts and then didn't finish it, and Shakespeare tried to tack an ending onto it. But you can definitely tell the last two acts, the writing gets a whole lot better.
All of the actors, except those portraying Pericles and Gower, the narrator, play multiple parts. Thompson Chestnut, a senior design and theater major at UWF, plays six different characters.
It's all about physicality and how you present that character and your voice, how you change them. And it was also fun but very difficult at the same time, trying to find different aspects of what characters you wanted to bring forth and what changed between different characters.
For example, Chestnut as Pander.
Search the market narrowly. Metal end is full of gallons. We lost too much money this month by being too wenchless.
Another one of his characters is Saruman.
He's this sort of loose, sort of hippie guy.
Here I give to understand, if ever this coffin drives a land, I, King Pericles, have lost this queen with all her mundane cost.
The show is being staged at the Studio Theater at UWF's Center for Fine and Performing Arts, which is a black box theater, where the audience sits on three different sides of the stage. This is the first play to be staged in the Studio Theater since The Importance of Being Earnest in November 2011. Pericles opens on Friday, November 15th at 8 p.m. The show runs through November 24th. Performances are Friday and Saturday at 8 p.m., with Sunday matinees at 2:30 p.m. Katya Ivanov, WUWF News.